I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Her time away from home was trying, and she called herself chill while crying? It's Watch What Happens Live at Home with Kyle Richards and Teddy Mellencamp now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411, king of midnight fun, MCAC on Bravo TV.
Welcome to Watch What Happens Live at Home. I'm Andy Cohen from my apartment on Beverly Hills Night, letting everyone know that I don't need a welcome home dinner because I am literally always here. Anyway, joining us from quarantine, it's Real Housewife of Beverly Hills, Kyle Richards and Hi. Teddy Mellencamp. Hey, Kyle and Teddy.
How's it going?
Wow, Teddy, you look phenomenal. I mean, you had a baby 2 months ago, right?
Crazy. 8 weeks this week.
Wow. How is the baby?
You know, she's good. She has a little bit of colic, so the daytimes can be a little touch and go, but you know, she's good.
Well, speaking of babies, this Friday night, we got four of them, Reza and Adam, MJ and Tommy, all at 10 o'clock right after the Shaw's finale. I'm kidding. They're not babies. They are people that I love. You know, 2 weeks, we'll get to Sutton in a minute, but 2 weeks ago, Garcelle had her first appearance on this show, but when it came to throwing shade, it did not seem like her first rodeo. Kyle, she had a lot to say about you, so I want to get your response with show and Garcelle. Kyle, were you surprised Garcelle got a little shady about you, or did you know the two of you had tension?
No, I was really surprised, and my husband and I were watching, and he said, why is she talking like that? I said, I have no idea. If she felt like that, I wish she would say it to my face instead of saving it for Watch What Happens Live.
Did you reach out to her or interact with her at all after her comments?
No. No.
What do you think of Garcelle saying that she would least want to be quarantined with you?
I really don't know where that came from. I thought we got along really well, and I really don't know where that came from.
She also said you were the least welcoming of everyone.
I mean, I invited her to every single thing that I threw. I only was invited to her charity where I was, you know, happy to give money to her charity. So I don't know what, maybe she invited me someplace. You know, okay.
Garcelle thinks you have the biggest ego of the group. Now that's saying something because people in the group have some egos. Were you surprised by that?
I think that she came in and was just like, oh, I better have something with someone and decided to do that. I don't know, because like I said, if she felt like that, she did not say anything like that to my face. And so now I know what I'm dealing with. So I guess we will address this at the reunion.
There you go. Well, Teddy's come or don't come invitation to her retreat left the women with mixed signals, including the new girl in the mix, Sutton, who doesn't exactly seem like she's all in with Teddy. So since Sutton's been a bit judgy with you, Teddy, it's time to turn the tables with Teddy Mellon's stamp of approval. Yeah. Please rate the following from 1 to 10. Okay, Teddy, how would you rate Sutton's good Southern manners?
I would say I'd give her a solid 3.
How would you rate Sutton's couture-loving style?
The one in New York?
Her style.
Also a 3.
How would you rate her ability to make a positive first impression?
Probably a 3.
How would you rate Sutton's business sense?
I'll give her a 5 on that.
How would you rate her knowledge of local politicians?
Parking meters? I think I'd give her a 5. There you go.
How would you rate her party hosting skills?
You know what? She's probably, I've only been to a party at her store, but I would say it's probably a 10.
Ah, how would you rate her bangs?
Depends if they're pushed to the side or not. Probably a 5.
And last up, how would you rate her gift giving? Like, you know, what kind of bag did you get from her?
Oh, I have it right here.
Oh, really?
I got an eggplant one. So I would, I mean, it's nice. I kind of wanted the black one because I'm so boring and all.
All right.
I love those bags.
When Mauricio revealed he was stoned while wearing nothing but a towel, I had 2 thoughts. Does Mauricio have a gay clone? And 2, now is the perfect time to bring back a friend who always rolls in lit up with shady questions. Oh, Shady Joint, are you here? Oh, it's the Shady Joint back. Wow, second appearance in a week. We're on to something. What's your first question for the ladies?
Kyle, who had the worst runway walk at your fashion show? Whoa.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm going to have to go with Teddy because that's like our thing, we, you know. But it wasn't even that bad, and she was pregnant. But yeah, I'm going to have to go with Teddy because, you know, we both have.
We do have to say this. Not everybody ended up in Vogue. Just saying.
That's right. All right. I'm assuming you made the cut, Teddy. What's your next question, Shady Joint?
Teddy, who do you think is more boring? Sutton Strack or Meghan McCain?
Okay, you know both what? Of those women have called you boring, Teddy. So
I have to say Sutton Strack because at least Meghan McCain trademarked it. She'd be a billionaire if she actually would have.
Okay, last up, Shady Joint.
Kyle, quiz time. Can you name 3 songs sung by your BFF's dad, John Mellencamp?
Whoa. Jack and Diane, Little Houses, is that what it's called? Little Houses?
Pink Houses,
Jack and Diane. And I just was listening to another one yesterday. Shoot, like one of the most famous ones.
Come on, make it hurt so good.
Yeah, hurt so good. Hurt so good.
Well, I mean, Sorry. You kind of failed. Thanks, Shady Joint.
Puff, puff, peace out.
Puff, puff, peace out. All right, tonight the ladies jab Sutton for saying her outfit was ready to wear, but my viewers have a stack of burning questions that are ready to ask. It's time for Beverly Spills. Kyle, Sam K wants to know what your reaction was to Dorit claiming she saved your fashion show.
I was really mad. I was really upset by that because I don't mind her joking that I did not know what I was doing with the fashion show. You know, her fashion show was in a warehouse here in LA. Mine was at New York Fashion Week, but I hired a very big production team to put on that fashion show. I knew nothing about a fashion show. However, my line I worked on for over a year leading up to that with Shahida. So the stuff about my line really pissed me off. This is my line.
That lady at the fashion show seemed really over you, by the way.
I was really over her too. And
it's crazy.
Keep our distance from each other. Yeah.
Teddy, June Ellen from Arizona wants to know, why would anyone want to go to your retreat after saying you could care less if they came? By the way, it was obvious that you do care.
Here's the thing. I was saying it's not everybody's cup of tea. So if you're not interested, I'm not going to force you to come. So it's really neither here nor there to me, because this event wasn't about the ladies. It was about my work. So I was like, it's up to you guys.
For both of you, Brun Derek tweeted and said, I love Dorit, but was it just me or were both he and PK wearing the worst possible outfits to address the con artist rumors? Dorit looked like Burger King's Hamburglar. That's McDonald's Hamburglar, not Burger King.
Well, don't get me going on that, because she had threw some shade at me also last week about my outfit. So I thought that wasn't exactly the best outfit to be wearing when asked that question. I actually had that same thought.
Teddy, Adam N wants to know, do you blame pregnancy hormones for getting worked up at dinner? Or do you think you would have gotten upset regardless? It seemed like you were taking it and taking it and taking it. I mean, you were.
The part that really set me over the edge was when she was like, and pregnant, ugh. And knowing how vocal I've been about my infertility issues and struggles, I was like, you know what? I'm done.
Ali Mac 77 wants to know, Kyle, what did you think of Rinna putting the crown on in the premiere?
I thought it was hilarious. I thought the whole scene was really funny with her looking in the mirror and hearing that voiceover. It was funny. I mean, there's so many memes with it now. It's great.
Teddy Reese O texted and wants to know if your brother Hud is still working at TomTom.
No, he doesn't live in LA anymore.
Oh, he doesn't?
No.
Oliver P for both of you wants to know, what did you think when Rinna suggested playing the say one nice thing game at dinner? It seemed like a straight up pot stirrer move.
Well, the second I saw Sutton sit down next to me, I was like, okay, now everybody's going to be like, yes, queen, you're the best human ever. And then it's going to come to me and it's going to be not good.
I was a little concerned because I thought maybe it would, you know, go awry, but whatever. It was fine. Sorry, Teddy. I guess not for you.
Teddy, Liza F texted and said, were you the one who told Denise that if she said bravo during filming, they wouldn't air the footage?
No, if that was the case, don't you think I'd be bravo, bravo, bravoing all over this? Kyle had said it to the group that first season when they were trying to do their makeup, they would say bravo, bravo, bravo.
But I didn't even say it to the group. That was like a known thing. But even Rinna said she thinks she's the one who said that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
One, we would, you know, when we're touching up our makeup, we've never used that to try to get out of talking about something
else. I've never seen anybody do that. And honestly, there's a lot of things I wish weren't filmed. And I've never bravo, bravo, bravo.
All right. When Sutton called Teddy boring at Kyle's dinner, the resulting S storm was anything but boring. But I'm curious to know which bravo functions have left my guests fighting back yawns. We're going to find out with what's more boring. I'm going to give you pairs of parties that have happened on the Housewives. You say which seem like a bigger snooze. Okay, what's more boring? A bra fitting party hosted by Dorinda, or a fashion show with no fashions like charades? These are all parties that have happened in Bravo universe. What do you guys think?
Fashion show with no fashion is more boring to me.
Okay.
I don't know. Bra fitting doesn't seem that interesting either.
What's more boring? Aerial yoga, which we've seen on OC, or goat yoga, which we've seen on Beverly Hills?
Aerial yoga, because we've seen that already. Goat yoga with Mercy.
Yeah, interesting.
What's more boring, an Erica Jane concert or Luann's Countess and Friends show?
Yikes. I'm going to have to go with Luann. More
boring. Sorry, Luann. We haven't seen yours.
Yeah. What's more boring, a focus group for Karen Huger's fragrance or an open house for Robin Dixon's house flip?
Did Karen Huger have the fragrance? Did that go down yet?
He did. It did wind up going down.
Okay. Well, then probably that, because I forgot.
Yeah, that sounds pretty boring to me.
Okay. What's more boring, judging a Dallas dog costume contest with Brandy and Stephanie, or Cameron's dog food launch party?
A dog food launch party? No. N-O to that.
It's pink dog food.
No.
Okay, here's two big Beverly Hills activities. What's more boring, joining friends for a colonic or joining friends to try out cryotherapy?
Cryotherapy.
The colonic for sure. More boring. That's disgusting too.
All right. Okay. Thanks for playing, ladies. I like envisioning you in a variety of Bravo.
In a cologne. Yeah.
Who's one person from another Bravo Housewives show that I would be surprised to know that you text with or are friends with? Teddy, you start.
You know, I actually text with Cameron from Dallas.
Wow.
My husband has an office there, and she reached out to me once when I was there. So now whenever I go to Dallas, I see Cameron.
Oh, I love that. What about you, Kyle?
I text with Nene and Melissa Gorga.
All right.
Yeah.
I dig it. All right. Well, tonight, Kyle's chef spilled the tea on her tea lights by calling her votives pedestrian. That is a read. So let's play for Richards or Poorer. I'm going to show you both some basic items that you might find in a home. You say if they're too basic to make it into yours. And helping us showcase the items, it's our friend, the Gay Shark. Oh, I'm so happy to see you, Gay Shark. I haven't seen you in so long. I mean, does the Gay Shark have the outfit at his apartment? That's what I'm wondering. Okay, Gay Shark, here we go. Spring tulips in a glass boot vase.
Way too basic.
Basic, I think, on that.
Yeah. Okay. A salt lamp.
I have one of those.
My mom gave us one, so we have one too.
Wow. battery operated candles.
Too basic.
A coin collection in a glass milk jug.
My kids have one.
No. Too basic.
Throw pillows.
I think I have one right here.
I have one on my bed.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
A giant silver trash can.
I think I probably have one.
No, yeah. No.
Director's chairs as home furniture.
No, too basic.
Only if they're brass and leather.
All right. Only if they're brass or leather. Okay. Thank you. Thanks, Gay Shark. Love you. Be safe. I'm sure with that protective covering, you're not catching corona. Okay. Back to some viewer questions. Okay. Kyle, Cheryl G said, it seemed like you were looking at your pieces for your show for the very first time. What's your reaction to that?
No. So what was confusing about that is Shahida, my partner, has her own separate line. And she had brought some pieces in that we did not collaborate on that she thought. So when I walked in, I was like, what are these? Which is why they got a little bit annoyed with me because I didn't want anything out there that I didn't collaborate on. So the other stuff that was in the show, I collaborated on.
Okay. Jill R. wants to know from Oklahoma, what was going through each of your minds during Aaron's rant at tonight's dinner?
Well, when he said cancer is like your best friend, I was like, anyone who calls cancer their best friend, like
I honestly did not know what he was talking about. And I felt bad I'd asked the question because I was hoping it would clear things up, but it only ended up being more confusing to everybody.
Right. Kyle, Texas Beach Blonde, this is interesting. How do you reconcile the fact that Mauricio is clearly a pothead with the fact that while in Amsterdam, you had that ridiculous holier-than-thou overreaction to the ladies who wanted to sample some stuff at a coffee shop? This is interesting. A lot has changed in the last, 6 years. I mean, it's legal in California now.
Yeah, that was even longer ago than that, I believe. But anyway, right. Yeah, he's not a pothead. He's a businessman who does, partake now and then.
Okay,
and
it's legal, by the way.
It's legal, exactly. But that's never been my thing. So when Brandy said that, she said that I already have. First of all, it's just when you have a neurotic personality, it doesn't go well. Brandy went and said that it was me, but it was actually Mo, and she admitted that later. But he doesn't do that all the time, but he does now and then. What can I say?
For both of you, Carolina H. texted, Kyle, do you feel like Teddy overreacted to Sutton's first impression of her?
No, first of all, I'm a very emotional person, and Teddy's very similar to me, but she's also pregnant at the time. So I knew, I thought that was inappropriate. Maybe over the top, but hey, you're pregnant and you're emotional. I totally got it.
Teddy, Kimberly Ann wants to know when we're going to get to see your dad on the show. She said she saw him last March. It was a dream come true.
You know, the crazy thing, when we were coming home from New York, we bumped into my dad and he got to meet Lisa Rinna and Sutton and Kyle and everything. We bumped just randomly at the hangar where we flew out.
Oh, okay, all right. At the private plane hangar. Not that random. The quote, "When life gives you lemons, put nine in a bowl," has been made more poignant than ever by these sour times. So tonight's moment of mazel is coming to us from none other than Shannon Storms Bedore. Take it away, Shannon.
It's Shannon and Archie. We are so happy to hear that you've recovered from this coronavirus. It is such a scary time. And as you and I have discussed, I have lung damage in both my lungs. So I'm one of those people that has to be careful and I can't stand it, but I am really taking it seriously. So one of the things that I've done is I've tried to create a very balanced, peaceful, and zen-like home. And I got nine lemons in a bowl in whatever room I can put it in, because I need the peace, I need the zen, so that I'm not stressing out. So I've been spending a lot of time bonding with Archie. He really enjoys going on walks with me. Come on, what's going on with you? This is our time, this is our walk, let's go. Archie, no, this way. I'm quarantined with John Jansen, and that's a good thing. So I hope that everyone stays healthy, maintains and follows all these guidelines that we're supposed to follow so that we can finally get rid of this whole thing. And I want to get back to work because I want to continue filming our season so far. I think it's going to be really good. So take care, everyone.
Thank you, Shannon. Love you and cannot wait to see the OC ladies back again sometime. I want to thank Kyle and Teddy for being here. Tomorrow night, we got Dorinda Medley and Karamo. We'll see ya. Thanks, ladies.
Bye.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Hey, everybody. It's the After Show on BravoTV.com, hanging out with Kyle and Teddy. So I'm really excited. The feedback on this season of Beverly Hills seems great. Are you guys, you're not out in the world, so I guess there's only so many places you can get feedback, right?
Well, you get feedback from social media and people are really loving it. So I'm happy.
Yeah, and you have plenty of time to overthink it as well.
People are loving, I think they're loving the new additions. And, you know, I don't go on Twitter because people are really mean, but Instagram is very nice.
What do you mean they're so nice to me? They love me there.
I think that the great thing about it is that, you know, obviously last season was so much about Lisa Vanderpump, and her name came up once, you know, in the first episode, like in a cheeky way. And then she is not an issue this season. You guys are, so it just feels fresh. And I think for anyone who felt bogged down by that, and I think everybody kind of did, including you ladies, it's a fresh start. And I think that was important for the show and for all of you, right?
Well, you know, people keep asking me, you know, if it was weird for me to do the show without Lisa. And before we started, I did feel weird because we'd started, you know, together 10 years ago. But once we started filming, it just, the show just like takes off, and all these women have so much stuff going on and things start happening that you really don't think about it, honestly.
Right.
I was able to get to know everybody in such a different way than I did my past two seasons as well.
That's interesting. Okay, Kyle, Lauren B. said, out of the 17 other housewives who've been on the show with you, who do you think has brought the least to the show?
The least to the show? That would be season 4, Carlton. And that whole, that's the season I like to pretend never happened.
That was the Carlton and Joyce season, right?
Yeah, that's the season we just pretend it didn't happen.
And when did Rinna come? Season 5?
Rinna came in season 5.
Yeah. Well, I think that was important. What we learned from Carlton and Joyce was, I mean, I think Carlton and Joyce would have been great on their own, but the problem is they didn't have existing connections to the group, really. And I think that was part of the reason why we all kind of realized that it was a great time to bring Lisa Rinna in, because not only is she such a great character, but she was really connected to all of you, you know.
We all knew her.
Although I do love when you thought that Carlton put a spell on your computer. That was
That was just weird. Everything she did was so freaking freaky. Yeah. So I'm still convinced that she's like put a spell on me, because bees always torture me and come in the most random places.
So Kyle, it looks like, did your bangs grow out, or did you cut them, or what?
They did. They're here. Thank God. My hair grows really fast, thank God. So except for the fact that in quarantine I'm having to color it myself. But right. Yeah, grew out. I will never, I mean, if I have to do that again, I'm definitely going to work.
Oh, she froze.
She froze.
She froze. All right. Well, maybe we'll leave it there. All right. I want to thank, oh my God, she's frozen. All right. It is a good time to pause, because she looks cute. Thank you, Teddy.
Thanks for having me. Hope to see you soon.
Thank you.
Bye.
I hope to see you soon. Stay healthy.
Thank you. You too. Okay. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just 3 simple ingredients. Popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.